I am Platt on the line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. We like to think we're food savvy in this town, and for those of us who eat out from time to time, it's easy to think we're pretty hip to what's new and what's trendy here and abroad. Vancouver was at the fore when it came to Asian or fusion cuisine. When we think of West Coast fare, naturally we think it's whatever is served regularly or most often in our restaurants. Vegetarian food has always been around, but lately there's been an increase in the number of vegan places. The quality is good, too. A vegan or vegetarian, I am not, but I did have Thanksgiving dinner at Gray's this year and enjoyed it a great deal. The blog Veg Coast recently celebrated a year online, and it's the right time to talk to its editor about what we're eating and how vegetarian and omnivore cuisine has become a part of our palate. Stephen Hoy is a journalist at the Georgia Strait, where he serves as web editor and technology editor. He worked for Sun Media and Canadian University Press in Toronto before joining the Strait in 2007. His own website is at stephenhoy.net, and Veg Coast is at vegcoast.com. Please welcome to the Platt Online program, Stephen Hoy. Mr. Hoy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And I must say, for people listening, you're doing this twice, because I've lost the tape the first time, and so I really appreciate you doing this again. Now, I asked you the first time that we talked about whether you were a vegan or not, and how long you've been a vegan. Did you find that... that as a vegan, you're able to find, say, what you need to eat every day in the stores in and around Vancouver?
Sure. I mean, I've been vegan for 6 years, and definitely. I can find what I need to eat in the stores. It's changed over the last few years. It used to be you had to look a little harder, but now you can find vegan specialty foods in a lot of the, you know, major supermarkets, including Safeway and Save On Foods. Places like Whole Foods have a lot of that as well. And, you know, I mean, often, too, you're just looking for, you know, vegetables and beans and tofu. I mean, you can find that anywhere.
Do you find that it's more expensive than, say, if you're a meat eater?
It doesn't have to be. I think it can be, especially in the beginning when you're buying a lot of packaged foods. And, you know, foods that people would say are, you know, like meat substitutes and dairy substitutes, you know, those can be expensive. But as you start to maybe eat more plant foods, whole plant foods, and, you know, get better at knowing what the options are, it should drop to around the same cost.
Yeah. Cities like Portland and Seattle are known for a bigger vegan culture than, say, Vancouver. But we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Portland and Seattle are way ahead of us. If you go to Portland, what's awesome about it is you see the word vegan everywhere. It's kind of on the outside of restaurants. It's on menus. You know, Seattle's pretty good, too, not as good as Portland. But Vancouver, over the last several years, has definitely gotten way more into vegan food and culture. You're seeing it in a lot of restaurants. A lot of restaurants, they know what it is now, whereas a few years ago they didn't know what it is. They wouldn't know what to feed you. And the food's just getting better, I would say.
Do you think that more people who are vegan are moving here, or are more people here already becoming vegan?
I think it's hard to say. I mean, I'm not sure what stats I believe, but I think that stats that say that vegans are about 0.5% of the population are probably about right. So I think really the trend is being driven by vegetarians and omnivores who are becoming interested in eating vegan food and vegan meals a few times a week, you know, things like Meatless Monday, or, you know, just eating the odd healthy meal. And the other thing is that, like I said, the food's getting better. So, I mean, it tastes as good as omnivore food, and, you know, people are realizing that.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that you know, I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian, but I have been to a number of these vegan places throughout the city because the food's pretty good. Meatless Monday, you mentioned that just a minute ago. I see that on Twitter a lot. Now, does that mean that a lot of people are subscribing to that and making their Mondays meatless?
I think so. It's kind of an international campaign. You know, it's basically you just pledge to go that day once a week without eating meat. So, you know, whether that's a vegan meal or vegetarian meals, it's your choice. And it's definitely spreading. And, you know, even earlier this year, the city of Vancouver declared June 10th as a Meatless Monday just to promote the idea. So I definitely think it's a spreading movement.
And restaurants in the city, they are sort of switching their menus to Meatless Mondays, are they?
Yeah, definitely. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I definitely know that some of them are having Meatless Monday specials and special menu items.
Now, Portland and Seattle, as well as Vancouver, are on the same coast. Do you think it says something about people that live on this side of the world as to why this lifestyle, if you will, has been embraced as it has? I mean, are we just more laid back, do you think, or...
Yeah, I couldn't tell you why, because, you know, it's San Francisco, too.
Yeah.
And there's definitely got to be something in the water or something that, you know, causes, that's led to this. Although, you know, there's other cities as well that are great for vegan. Like, New York City is well known as a vegan hotspot as well. But, I mean, definitely Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, there's kind of a trend there.
Yeah, I was in Dallas last month, and I went into it to a diner type restaurant, and I didn't expect there to be a vegan menu, but there was, and it wasn't even, it's not like here when you go to a restaurant here and you say, do you have a vegetarian or vegan menu, they sort of have to go get one, and, you know, it's right there in the front, and then they give it to you without batting an eye, which surprised me, because it was Texas, right?
Yeah, and that's what's great about Portland restaurants. A lot of them there have separate vegan menus, but they're on the menu, they're on the regular menu. Like there's one of my favorite places to eat down there. It's got a separate vegan menu and then an omnivore menu, but I think the vegan menu is actually, it comes first in the menu.
Yeah. I've been to Portland maybe 3-4 times in the last year or so, and I enjoy it because, well, I like going to Powell's to buy books, but there's something unique about that city.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a fun city too, isn't it?
Yeah, and I definitely love the street food scene, which, you know, Vancouver is trying to emulate. The street food scene is so much better than ours. It's different too, because it's based on having the trucks in private space, like parking lots, rather than on the street in public space.
Yeah.
But they have so many more options and cuisines and for vegans and everyone.
Have you noticed many vegan food trucks here in Vancouver?
Yeah, in Vancouver, there's two fully vegan food trucks. There's Loving Hut Express, which serves vegan fast food outside the Roundhouse Community Center, and there's Culver City Salads, which pretty much serves salads and cookies and some other stuff. It tends to park outside the Queen Elizabeth Theater, and those are both fully vegan. But there's also about a dozen or so trucks that have decent vegan options on their menu. So they'll serve fish and pork and beef and whatever else, but they'll also have, you know, one or two items that are, you know, just plant-based. And one of my favorites is the Reef Runner food truck, which is kind of near Canada Place, and they serve a great, you know, Caribbean-style vegan roti.
Do you find that because there are more vegan places in the city that the quality's increased? And why do you think the quality's increased? Is it because of people like yourself who are vegans, who demand better, say? Or is it to sort of cater to those of us who aren't vegan and who would like to try this stuff and probably have, you know, a wider palate maybe?
It's probably all of the above. I think part of it is just over time it's gotten better. You know, it started with places like Panam, whereas, you know, that wouldn't be considered the best vegan food you can get in the city anymore. You know, and then you go to places like Heirloom and the Acorn and Gray's, and they have a higher quality style of vegan food. Part of it is, I think, that these restaurants are, whether they're vegan or not, the ones that have vegan food, they're not trying to serve it just for vegans. They're trying to serve that vegan food to omnivores and vegetarians as well. So, I mean, it's got to be good, you know.
Now, the NAM, that's been there for like 40 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And was that one of the first places in the city that served, say, a full vegan menu?
Well, the NAM isn't a fully vegan joint.
Oh, I see.
It's vegetarian. But they have tons of vegan stuff. But I don't know if they were the first. I don't think they were, but they definitely one of the oldest running vegetarian restaurants in town.
You mentioned three other restaurants, Heirloom, Acorn, and Gray's. I've been to two of the three, and I think they're terrific. I guess that'd be more West Coast food, right? If we had to...
Yeah, I guess it's West Coast food.
Yeah, but then the other on the flip side, you go along Maine or you go along, say, Commercial Drive, you can get different types of vegan food, sort of Vietnamese even.
Yeah.
There's a couple on Commercial, right?
Yeah, on Commercial Drive, there's Three Jewels, one of my favorite spots. That's Vietnamese, mostly vegan food. There's Chow Veggie Express, which has some vegan options. I think that's on Victoria. There's a place called Veggie Bowl on Kingsway. They've got Vietnamese vegan food as well. And then for Chinese food, of course, you have places like Po Kong and 3G and Bodhi Choi. You can get vegan dim sum at those places. There's also Ethiopian restaurants. A few Ethiopian restaurants have good vegan options.
Yeah. In terms of businesses, are they doing well, do you think?
It certainly seems like they're flourishing, because there's more and more vegan businesses over the last few years. But I think for some of them it's hard, because it is such a niche, and for some people they see the word vegan on the outside and they come in and then they wonder whether they're going to like anything in there. They may not even come in, right, because they're scared off by the word.
Yeah, and I think that once you get over that, I mean, that's what I found. Once you get over the fact that you're not going to be eating grass or dirt, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing some people don't realize is that they probably eat vegan meal items and vegan meals all the time. We just
don't realize it.
Don't realize it.
Yeah. Is it still cheaper to make this stuff at home, do you think?
Yeah, I think it is. Especially if you're able to use the raw ingredients and make it all from scratch, it is going to be cheaper for you.
Yeah. Do you find, as a vegan, that you're going out to eat more because there are so many of these places in the city?
I think when new places open up, I definitely want to try them. I don't eat out a ton. I was eating out a lot this summer. But yeah, I don't eat out all the time, but definitely when there's new places, I like to try them and definitely like to go back to the favorites.
And you review those on Veg Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The creation of that website that started a year ago, and it seemed to have struck a chord, hasn't it, with people? I mean, I go to it regularly whenever there's something on there.
Well, it's great to hear. I definitely think it is helping to fill a niche. I mean, I'm not the only vegan food blogger in town, but I think it's gotten a lot of support from the vegan community, which has been kind of gratifying, and it's just a great way to keep people updated about what's going on and what's new in food and, you know, other events. And, it isn't just food. It also deals with sometimes I've written about, like, a vegan clothing line, Bambi Clothing, in town, and what else is there?
There's a lot of vegan stores, like bakeries, and just down my street here in Fraser. There's a vegan shoe shop, right?
Yeah, Nice Shoes. They're just a few doors down the street from Fairy Cakes, which is the city's only vegan cupcake shop. And then, of course, there's Gray's, the restaurant up the street, which is casual, fine dining, vegan food. There's also the Edible Flowers Bakery on West Broadway in Kitsilano, and it's mostly restaurants, not so much stores. Nice Shoes is the only pure non-food store that's fully vegan in town.
The other thing that you do on your website, Veg Coast, is you talk about, say, new products that you're trying. Like, you had something the other day about it was like an egg substitute. You bought it in a packet.
Yeah, it's called the Veg. It's a vegan egg yolk. It's a powder that you can basically use anywhere you would use eggs. You can even turn it into a fried egg with an egg yolk. I didn't try that because it looked a bit hard, but I use it for French toast. And so there's products like that, kind of these miracle vegan alternatives that are popping up, and they're making it a lot easier to be vegan and to make this stuff at home.
Yeah, so you can get those anywhere, can you?
Yeah, the Veg right now, I think you probably need to get that by mail. There's products like Daya Cheese, which is kind of the go-to cheese for vegans these days, and that's actually made in Vancouver, and that one you can find that everywhere. Like, you know, it's at the local No Frills. And Gardein as well. Gardein's made in Richmond, and that's a veggie version of chicken, mostly. You can get like a veggie breast.
Yeah.
I call it veggie boob, and it's pretty damn good. And you can find that in pretty much every supermarket now.
I was going to make veggie chili one weekend. I guess the best thing to do for that is use seitan. Is that correct?
Yeah, you could definitely use seitan.
And where do you get that? I mean, is that readily available?
That one's a little harder to find. You can probably find that package somewhere. Honestly, when we eat seitan, my partner makes it at home.
Oh.
So you make it out of flour. It's a wheat dough. So you need the flour and it turns into this wonderful meat alternative.
Yeah, and so if one were to make veggie chili, say, vegetarian chili, I mean, is tofu, is that what people generally use, or is that there's seitan?
Well, you could use tofu, yeah, and or you could use a ground meat substitute, like the one that Yves makes or Gardein makes, and those are pretty much like using, they have the texture of ground beef, so you could use that.
And it holds up, say, if you're putting it in a crock pot for an hour or more?
Oh yeah, it doesn't come apart.
Yeah, so this is a good time to be a vegan, eh?
Oh, it's a great time.
Yeah, Stephen, I appreciate you doing this once and then doing this twice as you have just now. Congratulations on a year with Veg Coast, and say hi to Charlie and Mike Usinger. I'm a big fan of both of them.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. VegCoast.com and StephenHoy.net. Stephen Hoy joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.